This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Our man, Smoking Joe Patrick, that's not proprietary, Andy Randy. We can call him that, too. George is here on the WadeFord.com hotline. A couple of guys, more on the Falcons draft and more news on some signings today. One of the things I was talking about was depth on the O-line. They did keep Storm Norton, which is good to hear. Joe, we haven't scored any friggin' goals the last couple of matches. We love the firepower. Excited about Miggy. We love Saba, and we love, you know, Latte Lath and all these guys. What the heck, man? Why wouldn't we put the thing in the bag?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, especially last week in particular, when you're in a 0-0 game, a 0-0 game, and you're taking off, you know, a striker in Latte Lot, you're taking off some of your key attackers that you couldn't hope to get you into that spot. But I think that it speaks to a couple things. One, Latte Lot went into concussion protocol after that game, so maybe there were some other concerns about him. Not that he had full clearance to go back into that game. I want to be clear about that. But I think that just generally, I mean, he was dealing with an injury before he came to Atlanta United, so maybe some fitness issues there. Obviously with Miguel Almirón as well, I don't know how familiar people are with his situation at Newcastle, but he really was not playing at all. So there is, I think, a fitness, build-up issue, and also just kind of a game flow issue, just kind of getting that feel of the game back, getting that rhythm back, and then obviously playing with new teammates, especially when so many of these guys, particularly in the attacking line, are new to each other. It's just going to take some time to gel. But the thing that makes me encouraged, guys, is the demeanor of Ronnie Dyla, the way that he speaks about the team, which is not always like roses and flowers. It is some harsh realities at times. And he was very critical of the team in his post-game press conference after the game this past weekend. So that actually encourages me that he's going to not be satisfied when he feels like this team is not performing to the level that they should. But it's still early days as well. So I think we have to take the broader picture is that there's still plenty of time for this to get right. But in the meantime, it's good to see a manager kind of holding especially his star players to account. I was actually talking to Derek Williams last week, and he was saying that, he has seen Ronnie Dyla kind of, for lack of a better word, kind of chew out star players. And I think that is the kind of thing that you love to see out of a head coach. And I think that ultimately that's the kind of thing that gets the best out of every player on a roster.
Joe, what's the return of Brooks Lennon mean?
Yeah, it's going to be big for this team. I mean, they were really in a tough spot to start the season, missing both their fullbacks, Pedro Amador on the left side, Brooks Lennon missing on the right side. He separated his shoulder in that big dramatic playoff series against Miami last year, so he hasn't really been able to play much over the course of the offseason, having dealt with the shoulder. Now, the good thing is that with the issue being a shoulder, it's not going to be as impactful on the fitness. And I think that that's one of the reasons why now that he's come back and returned to full team training for the first time, he's probably going to be able to be available to start because he has been able to do the running and all that hard stuff that you have to do during training camp to get your body ready. Fortunately, he's been able to do that. And so he's going to be, he's an attacking right back. And I think that I think what we've seen, despite the fact that the team has not scored goals yet since Pedro Amador, has come into the team, I think that he really did open some things up, some different avenues, some different passages of the way that you can move the ball down the field on that left side. And I think that Brooks Lennon's going to do something very similar on that right side. I mean, Atlanta United has been using an academy right back that is getting his first professional starts of his career so far in these first three games. And it's nothing against Matt Edwards. I think he's done a great job. But when you insert a player with as much experience as Brooks Lennon has, I think you're obviously just going to get an upgrade there. And that's just going to make Atlanta more dangerous from the left side of the field to the right, which is going to help every single player.
All right, so to review, we know that they've been dealing with some issues, you know, on the back line that you talked about, not having the full complement, getting those guys back. But you feel that, I mean, this is always going to be a work in progress. I know we always kind of get up. Obviously, we get so excited because I went to that first match, and it was electric. Yeah. It was unbelievable. And it was everything I thought we were going to see on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that I think that the team has shown glimpses of what they were in that first game in each of these three games. They've also shown glimpses of like a bad version of Atlanta United in all three of the games. Like the second half of that first game was pretty brutal, to be perfectly honest, but they were able to get a goal and obviously win that one, which makes me feel better about it. But I think it's totally normal, honestly, for, you know, a new coach that's implementing new ideas. And honestly, I do think sometimes this stuff gets a little bit too in the weeds and maybe a little bit too narrative driven, but I really do think there is something kind of cultural that Ronnie Dyla has to kind of excavate or from this team and kind of get rid of some of the, you know, maybe it's been just a lack of urgency, I think, most of all. And that's, again, why I'm so excited or I'm so pleased with what I hear from him and the kind of stern words that he has for the team. And I think that that's ultimately going to help them kind of get into gear and gel quicker. And I think that that's honestly what the players want, too. I think the players want someone who's going to be tough on them and kind of be driven to succeed. So I think that they are just kind of going through a teething period right now. I've got, you know, even MLS GMs were in The Athletic kind of saying that Atlante Law was one of the best signings, that they're due for great things, and Atlanta is going to be one of the teams to beat this season. So I know it's early, but I still think that this is going to be a potent attack and ultimately a very good Atlanta United team come the end of the season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.